It's 2:47 Central Time. This is the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Celeste Quinn. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. My guest in this portion of the program is filmmaker Regina Mee Young Park. She is the director, producer, and editor of the documentary film Never Perfect, an exploration of ideas of beauty. The film examines the reasons Asian American women undergo surgery to change their appearance. Regina Park's film, Never Perfect, will be screened this evening at 7 o'clock at the Asian American Cultural Center on the Urbana campus of the University of Illinois. The Cultural Center is located at 1210 West Nevada. And Regina Park, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your film follows a young Vietnamese American woman whose parents were born and raised in Vietnam, and she is now living in Southern California. Her name is Mai Anh, and the pressures she is under are intense.
That's true. She is
driven to succeed. Now, would you tell us about that and how it figured in her decision to undergo this surgery?
Yes, that is absolutely true. The pressures to succeed are very intrinsic to the Asian American community, and it's something that we struggle with as second-generation Asian Americans, and it's something that we really deal with on an ongoing basis. She, in particular, as a character, dealt with a lot of pressure specifically from her mother to be the perfect child, to be the perfect woman, not only to succeed academically in her schooling, in her education, but also to succeed in her career, to be beautiful physically, that extended to her physical attributes. And so she was raised with this tremendous amount of pressure from her mother, always saying that she was not beautiful enough, that her eyes were small, that she had dark skin, that she was never going to be, that she was never going to achieve those standards that her mother had set out for her. And so she was raised in this pressurized, crucible-like environment, and that of course reflected on her body image, on her self-esteem, very, very negatively.
Yeah. What did she have done?
She had Asian eyelid surgery done, which is called blepharoplasty, which is a cosmetic procedure that creates what's called a double fold in her eyes, which creates an artificial fold in her upper eyelids.
So it gives the impression of the eye being opened.
Exactly.
Wider.
Wider eyes, exactly. And the argument within the Asian American community is whether it is an erasure of your Asian identity, whether it's a manifestation of racial self-hatred, or whether it's on the other camp, whether it's an individual aesthetic choice completely extricated and devoid of racial or ethnic identity.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I think Mai Anh says, you know, well, I'm going to be a more beautiful Asian woman. And others see it as a form of ethnic erasure, almost. How do you see it? And how has your view evolved over time and after this project?
Well, that's an interesting question. When I first started out this documentary, I was admittedly very adamant that it was a manifestation of racial self-hatred, that it was absolutely, that it was an erasure of your ethnic identity. And I was admittedly very militant. But after talking to a lot of Asian American women and experts and spending a lot of time with Mai Anh, I began to understand that it is that to be able to say absolutely that it's categorically one thing or another is very simplistic an argument, and that any woman or man for that matter who would go into the surgery and face potential long-term damage to their eyes, who would go into the surgery, an expensive surgery with recovery time, and all of these factors, and not consider those risks, is, I just think that it's too simplistic an argument to say categorically that it is or it is not.
Yeah.
So now I'm really, I appreciate the thought that it takes to consider the surgery, and that I think that in the long run, I think that to be able to take ownership of the the thought and the take ownership of your decision and be held accountable for those decisions, I think that that's ultimately what matters for the individual.
Yeah. It was interesting to see that there are two surgeons that are featured in the film. Oh, three?
Yes.
But the two that I'm thinking of is the one that does the surgery.
Yes.
And he's Asian.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you spoke with another surgeon whose practice is in Hawaii.
Yes.
And they have very different views. He's white,
yes.
The Hawaiian surgeon.
Yes, he is. And, you know, I think that it was very interesting. And I think that I really wanted to have very differing opinions, philosophically differing opinions about the Asian eyelid surgery. And to have a Caucasian doctor, a Caucasian plastic surgeon, I think was an important part of my exploration. But to be able to have a Caucasian doctor who had a wide pool of Asian American patients, I think was still very important.
It's interesting the role geography plays as well. It's personal and geopolitical. Geography plays a role in terms of how wide the eye is made to look. In Taiwan, smaller, closer to Europe you get, it's wider.
It's fascinating, isn't it? It's crazy.
What do you make of that?
I almost felt like I needed to put that clip in twice in the film and to make that redundant in order for the audience really to understand the magnitude or the importance of that clip. I mean, it was literally, the doctor said that the closer to Europe you get, the wider the fold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And that lends itself to this argument that it is to look more Western, which is a very arguable detail, because that really is the argument within the Asian American community, is whether it's to look more Western or not, or whether it's to look more white or Caucasian or not. And for a lot of Asian American patients, for a lot of Asian American women who pursue the surgery, it's not to look more Caucasian. It's because the statistic is that for Korean Americans or for Koreans, 25% of Koreans have the fold naturally occurring or the double eyelid naturally occurring. And for Japanese and for Chinese, 50% have it naturally occurring. So the argument is, well, if I'm interested in having the double eyelid, I just want to look like all of the rest of my family and friends, I don't want to look like, I don't want to look Caucasian. I just want to look like everyone else in my family.
Yeah.
So, which is an amazingly persuasive argument. But for the doctor who said, well, you know, a lot of Taiwanese and a lot of Koreans, this is where they're interested in putting the fold, and the closer to Europe you get the country, the wider the fold or the smaller the fold.
Yeah. So another interesting thing I'd like you to talk about, but you'll have to be very brief, I'm sorry. There was a psychologist in the film that appears a number of times, and she's actually here at the University of Illinois, or she was. She sees Asian American women alternately being exoticized and made invisible, and this is another theme in the film. What impact does that have on women?
The issue of omission versus distortion is an ongoing issue with a lot of Asian American women, no matter how strong and no matter how evolved our body image and self-perception is. It has a tremendous impact on the way we see ourselves and the way that we see our community as a whole. And, you know, it is the struggle, this push and pull of what we know intellectually versus what we feel in our hearts. And it is changing slowly, slowly, this grind of being able to see positive role models in media and in American media and pop culture. But it is this challenging thing where we have to feel strong in our hearts and know intellectually and understand where we come from and where we're headed as individuals, and be able to not look at the glossy magazines necessarily or understand that, you know, and take pride in the very few positive role models that we do see in and the way that we're taking shape in media and pop culture.
Yeah, that's a challenge for everybody.
It is.
Isn't it?
Yeah. It is. Not just for Asian American women, but for women in general.
And one of the people you interviewed told me we need to better prepare our kids to face, to confront the culture.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there we have to leave it. Regina Park, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thank you. It was an honor.
Filmmaker Regina Myung Park. She is the director, producer, and editor of the documentary film Never Perfect. It will be screened this evening at 7 o'clock at the Asian American Cultural Center on the Urbana campus of the University of Illinois, located at 1210 West Nevada.